High rent is not just a problem in cities. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Affordable housing is often thought of as an urban issue, a problem in crowded, expensive cities like New York or San Francisco. But a new study has found that close to half of rural counties, representing some 54 million people, also have a severe need for affordable rental housing. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Roosevelt County, New Mexico, is home to more than 30 dairies, a growing population of about 20,000 people, and, according to the Urban Institute, a severe need for affordable housing.
This is an example of a community that simply does not have the available rental housing to keep up.
Researcher Corianne Scali says the 152 counties with the most severe need are concentrated in poorer areas near the U.S.-Mexico border, for example, or in the Mississippi Delta region. She says it can be difficult to entice developers to build, and the Department of Agriculture, which supports rural housing, hasn't funded many new units recently. Robert Raposa with the National Rural Housing Coalition says the shortage can be a barrier to growth.
Employers have difficulty finding workers because they don't have housing.
A new bill from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren would invest in rural housing, but in a Republican-controlled Congress, it's unlikely to go far. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Markets have had some good news in the past couple days. The trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico means at least one of the U.S.'s many trade battles has calmed down. We also had yesterday the Institute for Supply Management out with its monthly index of how well the manufacturing sector is doing. Karen Cavanaugh is a market strategist with Voya Investment Management and joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
The ISM index for manufacturing, it was a little below what economists expected. What do you make of that?
Right. Well, the manufacturing indicator comes out on the first of the month. And although it was slightly below expectations, it was still in an area that was extremely expansionary. And that means that manufacturing activity is really still booming. And manufacturing activity is a very important indicator of the economy because, remember, manufacturing has a large downstream effect. And that every job created in manufacturing creates three more jobs. So taking a look at that manufacturing indicator, it shows that the U.S. economy is really humming. So even though it was slightly below expectations, these are very high numbers and numbers that we haven't been really looking at in quite so many years. So it's showing very good things for the U.S. economy.
Karen Cavanaugh, market strategist with Voya Investment Management. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
The climate is changing, and with that is coming more intense natural disasters, flooding, wildfires. This has some communities thinking hard about new development. Why build if it's going to get burned down or submerged? Bastrop, Texas is a small city that has seen rapid growth, but city officials there have flat out halted any new construction. The city wants to use this pause to update its regulations to try and prevent future damage. From KUT News in Austin, Saida Hassan reports.
On a Friday afternoon, cars wind through the streets of downtown Bastrop, Texas, less than an hour outside Austin. Pedestrians visit nearby boutiques and restaurants. In recent years, the rural community with a population of about 8,800 has seen rapid growth.
We have two apartment complexes that are under construction. We have several new homes that are being built behind Walmart in a new subdivision called Pecan Park.
That's Bastrop Mayor Connie Schrader. She says the community has also seen four FEMA-declared disasters in the past 3 years. That includes a wildfire, flooding, and damage from Hurricane Harvey. Consultants hired by the city have proposed tens of millions of dollars in infrastructure improvements to minimize future damage. There are updated floodplain maps. Schrader says they offer an opportunity to plan better. In perhaps the biggest move, the Bastrop City Council recently voted to stop issuing new development permits for 90 days. The city plans to use this time to revamp regulations.
Sometimes you can't change the tire on the car when it's moving. You have to stop the car.
Schrader doesn't expect the moratorium to have any negative economic impact. The ordinance makes some exceptions. Communities around the country have used development moratoriums for a variety of reasons. Cities in Utah and Colorado temporarily paused development on big box stores. The Bastrop moratorium came as a surprise for some developers. David Glenn is with the Home Builders Association of Greater Austin.
We're being bombarded with questions. We don't have the answers because we hadn't had that communication with the city leading into it.
Glenn says delays in permitting could result in higher home prices.
Hi, how are you?
I met Becky Womble at her office in downtown. She's president of the Bastrop Chamber of Commerce. Womble says many local business owners are supportive of anything that could prevent disastrous flooding.
We need to make sure that we're not adversely affected by, future storms that come our way, whether it's a Hurricane Harvey or just, a heavy downpour.
The moratorium is in place through mid-November, though it could be extended. In Austin, I'm Saida Hassan for Marketplace.
Verizon Internet subscribers start getting 5G-based Internet today in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. That means download speeds of 300 megabytes per second, but not through a cable, rather through a wireless data connection. Verizon says it's the first commercial use of a 5G network anywhere in the world. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.